Mother's Day is almost here. Have you found that truly special sentimental gift for your mom yet? Don't worry, I got you. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your children can treasure forever. Your mom has given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I loved this idea so much that I've started my own My Life in a Book for my children to have. The thought of my son and daughter being able to learn about my life story as they grow into their own adulthood is truly special. It's been an enjoyable journey of self-reflection for me too, with questions like, which one event made the greatest impact on your life? It's brought back memories I didn't even know I had. I love it, and I know your mother will too. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code SERIALNAPPER at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code SERIALNAPPER for 10% off today. Hey everyone, my name is Nikki Young, and this is Serial Napper, the number one true crime podcast for naps. I'm back with another true crime story to lull you to sleep, or perhaps to give you nightmares. In 2014, YouTuber and experienced hiker Kenny Veach, who went by the handle Snake Bit McGee, seemingly vanished while looking for a mysterious cave in the Mojave Desert. The first time he discovered this cave, which was shaped like a perfect letter M, he said his whole body began to vibrate, and the feeling only grew stronger as he got closer to the entrance. After commenting about this strange cave on a YouTube video, he received a slew of responses from people who thought he was lying. On November 10th, Kenny Wood set out to find this cave once again. He was supposed to be bringing with him his video camera so that he could document the whole thing. Only this time, Kenny would never return. It has been almost 10 years since Kenny Veach set out into the Mojave Desert in search of this M cave, never to be seen again. And there is no shortage of theories as to what may have happened to him. So let's jump right in. Kenny Veach was a 47-year-old man from Las Vegas at the time of his disappearance. Shortly before he vanished, he had left his job working as a coffee company service technician in search of pursuing his lifelong dream as an inventor. You see, Kenny was a quirky kind of guy with big picture ideas. One of his prized inventions was a toilet paper roll holder, which he claimed was a better, improved version of the one that many of us currently have in our homes. Believing that he had designed something original and ingenious, he submitted his idea to Shark Tank, the show where aspiring business owners can pitch their ideas to a panel of venture capitalists, but he never heard back. After leaving his job and not having the success that he had hoped for with his inventions, he desperately needed money, so he listed his house for sale. The home came with a unique condition upon its sale. Whoever was to purchase Kenny's home would need to hire him afterwards to take care of the property, as well as allow him creative control over the way that the home was decorated. Apparently, he also had an interest in interior design. An odd request that, as you can imagine, turned away most prospective buyers. When he wasn't coming up with new ideas and inventions, Kenny loved exploring new places. He was an experienced hiker and self-proclaimed adventurer. However, sometimes his overconfidence in his abilities would get him into trouble. In the past, He had admitted to not taking crucial supplies like water or a GPS, pointing to his over 20 years of experience in hiking. Kenny also had a longtime girlfriend who would enjoy hiking with him sometimes. In a comment on his YouTube channel, she would write, quote, "Kenny absolutely loved hiking in the desert. It was his very, very favorite thing to do. We hiked and camped together all over the Nevada desert, sometimes 9 hours in a day. We found many abandoned mining towns, usually referred to as ghost towns by Nevada hikers. We explored many caves and mine shafts. We were always careful how we explored them, but Kenny was a bit more daring than I was." During those more daring adventures, Kenny preferred to go solo. He recorded video clips during his hikes and he posted them to his YouTube channel, where he had built a small following.
Well, here I am on my hike up here in the mountains north of Las Vegas. This is a canyon I just walked up in. Now you can't tell, but my truck is way out there by the mountains at the very, very end of this valley. Kind of like a big canyon. On the other side of these mountains, I'll show you in a second, is the bombing range, the Nellis Air Force bombing range. They do a lot of practice stuff out there. This is an old mine, and there's a hole here that just goes way down. I'll show you that. And then the last time I came up here, I hiked up to the top of what they call Gas Peak, and I spent the night. It was a two-day hike, and then I hiked all the way down to another valley over here and went past this mountain range you see on my right, all the way back out to the flat desert. Now, the camera doesn't pick this up very well, but it's a long way. And I just romp around out here, do some solo hikes, and have some fun. My mission today is to just do a one-day hike. It's about a 10-hour hike. I got to still go over another ridge and then go all the way down a big crevice that's real narrow and gets kind of scary.
Beyond enjoying the outdoors, Kenny had an interest in aliens and UFOs, which was no surprise as he lived just a couple hours away from Area 51. He was described as eccentric, yet charming, and he enjoyed spending much of his time watching YouTube videos about conspiracy theories. One of his favorite channels was called Serious Disclosure, which is a group that studies aliens with the hope of learning how to communicate and foster a relationship with them. It was a comment that he left on one of their videos that would change the trajectory of his life forever. On a 16-minute long YouTube video posted by Serious Disclosure titled "Son of an Area 51 Technician," Kenny couldn't help but leave a comment. The video featured a story told by the host recalling some of the things that he learned from his father growing up. As you can assume from the title, his father had worked at Area 51. Kenny, who went by the username SnakeBitMcGee, left a comment that said, quote, "This ain't nothing. I am a long-distance hiker. One time during one of my hikes out of Nellis Air Force Base, I found a hidden cave." He described the alleged cave as being in the shape of a perfect capital letter M. Kenny claimed that as he began to enter this cave, his whole body started to vibrate. The vibrations only got stronger as he moved closer towards the entrance of the cave. He said that he was terrified, so he got out of there as quickly as he could, describing it as, quote, "one of the strangest things that ever happened to me." He added, "I solo hike across mountaintops that most people wouldn't dare go. I have been in more caves than I can count. I play with rattlesnakes for fun. But this one particular cave was beyond anything I had ever encountered." As is typical with the internet and social media, people were generally not very kind in responding to Kenny's comment. He was called a liar by some, and others demanded proof of the existence of this so-called M cave. Kenny agreed because, as he so boldly stated, he enters every cave he finds, no matter how frightened he is. Because the cave was allegedly located beside a bombing range in the Mojave Desert, he should have had every reason to be afraid. Over the next few months, he made his plans to revisit the cave again public. He continued to respond to the comments on the YouTube video, letting people know that he was going to prepare better this time. He would bring with him his 9mm gun just in case there was a mountain lion inside. He would also wait for the weather to cool down before enduring the 10-hour hike so that he didn't get heat exhaustion. In October 2014, in an effort to prove the critics wrong, Kenny headed out to try and find this M cave for a second time. However, this time, he decided that he would video record his adventure. Approximately 2 months before his disappearance, he uploaded a video to his YouTube channel titled M Cave Hike.
And I'm looking for a cave that I found, and I didn't have a sidearm when I was here before. And something about that cave just spooked me. Out of all the caves I've ever gone in, this one just made my body vibrate. The closer I got to it, the crazier my body felt. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to go in there right now, but I'm coming back someday. And I talked to some people on YouTube and I told them, hey, I'm coming out here, you know, because they kind of called my hand on it. So I don't know if there's going to be anything to it, but it might be interesting. If I can find it, I got to relocate it. And this is a big mountain range I'm in. And I'm on foot. You know, my truck's way out there. There's no roads. There's no trails. It's a pretty rough terrain. So hopefully I'll find it. It's shaped like a big M. It's a big cave that looks just like a gigantic M. And it's about as tall as I am and kind of narrow. And it's stuck on the side of a mountain. So I hope I can find it again. And if I do, I'm going in there. I'm going to put on my light and take my gun out and walk in there, see if I find anything. So I'm going to hang it up and hopefully I'll find that cave. If I find the cave, I'm definitely going to set up my tripod over here and I'm going to go check it out. So you'll see me with my gun in hand and my flashlight and we'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be freaked out like I was last time. Who knows? There might have been a mountain lion in there and it was just my sixth sense talking to me. So I'll catch you later. Talking to him in a minute. Bye.
Unfortunately, he hadn't been successful in locating the mysterious cave a second time. In the video, he talked about finding several desert-dwelling creatures like a tortoise and a tarantula, but no sign of the M cave. My family is getting ready to make a big move across the ocean to a place where English isn't the spoken language. This isn't my first rodeo, so I'm making sure I'm fully prepared by learning the language ahead of time. Sure, I know I can use an app once I get there, but you'd be shocked by how much gets lost in translation. I want to talk like a local, which is why I'm excited to use Rosetta Stone, the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone truly immerses you in the language you want to learn and has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, and more. Rosetta Stone helps you to think in the language you're learning using an intuitive process that's designed for long-term retention. Their built-in True Accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation so that you're easily understood by native speakers. They have convenient desktop and app options, so you can learn on the go, and they offer a lifetime membership that includes all 25 languages at an incredible value. And now you can save even more with 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Serial Napper listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. I hate having to figure out what the heck I'm going to eat for lunch each week, and cooking for one can be a hassle. That's why I love Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat individual meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, making it a great option for easy on-the-go eating. Just heat and enjoy. I chose their vegan plus veggie plan, but they have a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, and Protein Plus. Plus, they have 60 add-on options for breakfast, snacks, and beverages. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Food waste is irresponsible. So Factor puts you in control of deciding how much or how little you order each week. And you can easily pause or reschedule deliveries as necessary. For the month of April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day. So be on the lookout for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. And now the best part. Serial Napper listeners can score an amazing deal on their first order of Factor meals. Head to factormeals.com/napper50 and use code NAPPER50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code NAPPER50 at factormeals.com/napper50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Without a video to prove the existence of this M cave, people online only became more critical of his claims. Many called him a liar and pushed him to go back to this mysterious cave just to provide evidence that it was real. However, not all were so insistent. Others were concerned with what he was reporting. This was a dangerous area for so many reasons. The terrain, the weather, the wildlife, the weird vibrations he said he had experienced, the close proximity of this cave to Area 51. One ominous comment said, quote, "No, do not go back there. If you find that cave entrance, don't go in. You won't get out." Kenny would have been wise to listen, but he was more determined than ever to prove that the M cave was real. So on November 14th, 2014, he planned a third hike to the area of Sheep Mountain, where he believed that he would find it. He was only supposed to be gone until the following day. However, sadly, he would never be heard from again. When he didn't return home after 3 days, his girlfriend became really concerned and she called the police to file a missing persons report. Finally, a search party was organized, but it wasn't going to be easy. This is a massive desert that we're talking about, with rocky terrain and extremely hot temperatures. Investigators would find his abandoned vehicle and Kenny's cell phone near the entrance of an old abandoned mineshaft. They attempted to lower a camera down inside the mineshaft just in case he had fallen through, but there was no sign of the hiker. The trail had gone cold. When news broke of Kenny Veach's disappearance, the internet was rampant with conspiracy theories, particularly within the online community that Kenny had been a part of, the community who liked to explore UFOs and the existence of aliens. People began to take a closer look at Kenny's claims and how the location of the alleged M cave was so close to a possible secret military operation. Some people believed that Kenny had actually uncovered a cave filled with government secrets and he had to be silenced. Others thought that he may have actually encountered aliens themselves, as he was exploring an area that was known for its heavy UFO activity. In 2021, a self-described retired defense intelligence officer, who goes by the alias Anjali, held a news conference at the Lincoln Memorial, and she described her own extraterrestrial encounter in 2018. She claimed that somewhere deep in the Mojave Desert is a hidden base located inside a mountain, and this is where aliens actually live. According to her story, two strangers showed her the tunnels to the base. She said it was there that she met two aliens of different races, and they communicated with her through their consciousness, through telepathy.
Okay. Thank you all for coming here to this beautiful setting for one of the most amazing announcements I think the planet will hear. This is Anjali, who's had direct experience with these beings. They've come to her. They've directed her to be here. And she's going to deliver a statement from her experience and also see what else wants to be said today. So thanks so much for being here, Anjali.
Many of you know me by Anjali, because that's how I chose to come forward with the name of what the higher beings that I am here to disclose to you about today have called me since I had become aware of their presence. My legal name is Angelia Lynn Schultz. So at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on Sunday, January 21st, 2018, I entered a tunnel that had been excavated by a man who, yes, knows how to do it and laughs wholeheartedly at the idea that it can't be done. That's quite amusing. I entered the tunnel with four people, Wayne and Trisha, and another couple whom they're no longer in contact with. After a few minutes of walking into this nicely excavated tunnel, I just have to say that. There was a light ahead of us, and we began walking a little bit quicker. And when we rounded the corner, there were two different races of beings that were standing there. There was a gray, I do not believe that he is organic in the way that we understand. Also, not a drone in the way that we understand. But a body that holds a consciousness that interacts. There were also several other beings that were what we typically, now I understand, call in this community, the phenomena community. They were all well over six, approaching probably six and a half, maybe a little bit taller. It's very tall. They would stand out in this crowd. We would all notice they had fine white hair, warm, not cool colored, a warmish white. But their skin, they're radiant. They have, it's nearly alabaster. But I don't mean to imply cold or hard, just beautiful and stunning, and makes you want to run your hand across it.
The Mojave Desert is also home to Goat Mountain, which is the site of many reported alien and UFO sightings. So do with that information what you will. Kenny's girlfriend had an alternate theory, which she posted on his YouTube channel shortly after his disappearance. She said, "I want you to know that I do not think Kenny had an accident. I believe he committed suicide. He battled depression for many years, and he wouldn't take medication or see a doctor. He quit his job a little more than a year before he disappeared. He wanted to see if he could sell his inventions and do what he called cowboy interior design for homes. He bought his first home 5 years ago and had an amazing ability of decorating in this style. He was not successful in getting a business going and was running out of money after a year of not working. He no longer wanted to work in a job for someone else, and as his money decreased, he became more and more depressed. He really did not look for another job. In early October, with seeing his depression increase, I said to him, 'You aren't going to pull a Robin Williams on me, are you?' This is when he opened up more about his depression and his thoughts much of his life about suicide. His father committed suicide when Kenny was in his early 20s. When I asked him the question, he answered me with, 'If I decide to do it, you will be okay because you are good at the law of allowing.' He asked me what I would think of him if he did it. He also said if he decided to do it, 'No one will ever find me. It would be easy to do something like this in our desert with a number of natural caves and mines. He could hike many miles in a day, so there is no telling where or how far he could have hiked during his 3-day, 2-night solo hike. When he did not call me after the third day of being gone, I called missing persons. The search for him was started within a couple of days of my call. Over 30 search and rescue team members searched three different times on foot. One helicopter flyover was done, and there was no trace of Kenny or any of his camping things. They found his car in the area I told them it would be. They did find his cell phone by the mineshaft in the video. The mineshaft was only about a four-hour hike from his car. It is my feeling he left it behind so that he could not be tracked from the GPS in it. He also did not take his video camera with him on this solo hike. It was left in his home, so he had no intention of filming anything, which is completely contrary to what he was saying in the YouTube video. He was telling people that he was going to record himself on video finding this M cave, and then he would be posting it online. But clearly, he had no intention of doing that if he didn't actually bring the camera with him. So did Kenny Veet take his own life? It's possible. It's also just as possible that he fell victim to the conditions of the Mojave Desert, which is literally known as the driest place in all of North America. With temperatures reaching as high as 134 degrees Fahrenheit, 58 degrees Celsius, one can die from exposure and dehydration in a matter of just a few hours if they aren't properly prepared. Whether you believe Kenny died by his own hand, from the harsh desert elements, or was killed to hide a secret alien base, the true tragedy is that his body has never been found, and his friends and family, they're no closer to finding out what happened to him 10 years later. The story of the unexplained disappearance of Kenny Veet remains a mystery, and all we are left with are his social media comments and his YouTube videos, which may still hold the key to it all. That's it for me tonight. If you want to reach out, you can find me on Facebook at Serial Napper. Did you know I also have a Serial Napper true crime discussion group? Because I do. It's called Serial Society, and I'll also have the link in my show notes. I'd love to chat with you about this case and all of the other cases that I cover. You can find my audio on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. I post all of my episodes in video format over on YouTube, so go check it out. And if you're watching on YouTube, I'd love if you can give me a thumbs up and subscribe. I'm over on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @Serial_Napper, and I post things on TikTok at @SerialNapperNick. Until next time. Sweet dreams, stay kind, especially in the comments. Bye. Thank you.